Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 56 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It is a joy to be here with you today on this Monday, March the 18th. It's the start of a new week, and I pray that this podcast will help center you as you take on the week and its challenges and the joys and all of the things that happen in between. Today, we will be reading from Joshua chapters 15 through 18, Psalm number 56, and the 25th Proverb. I'll be reading Psalm 56 by way of this podcast, and I'll have a few insights for the readings in Joshua, but be sure to read all of the other readings on your own so that you can keep up with the Bible in a Year reading plan. If you need that plan, please click the link that's in the show notes, and you can get to the page where you can download it, print it, store it, whatever you want to do. And friends, without further ado, let us jump right into our readings today. Psalm 56, for the director of music, to the tune of a dove on distant oaks, of David, a miktam, when the Philistines had seized him in Gath. Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words, all their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down. Record my misery, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you, for you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this new day. Lord, each day is a gift. Every breath that we take is a gift from you, and nothing thereafter is ever guaranteed. So we give you thanks for this opportunity to be in your word. Please send forth your Holy Spirit to open up the word to us that we might see its meaning, understand it, and apply it to our lives so that we might walk in your ways and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, as you were reading through Joshua chapters 15 through 19, you would have seen that the tribes of Israel are finally getting their allotments of land in this promised land. And a mark of a good leader is Joshua takes his place last, letting everyone else kind of go before him, but God had his back and said, you are getting a piece of this promised land as well. And rightly, he should. Maybe even a double portion because of the leading, the good leading that Joshua has been doing. I want to draw your attention to several places, though, in these chapters from 15 through 18 in particular. For example, at verse 63 in chapter 15, notice what's happening after some of these folks are taking their land. It says, Judah could not dislodge the Jebusites, the ones who were living there in Jerusalem. And because of that, to this day, the Jebusites live there with the people of Judah. Turning to verse 10 in chapter 16, it says, they did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim. But guess what? They're required to be their slaves, basically, to do forced labor. In chapter 17, verse 12, it says, yet the Manassites were not able to occupy these towns, for the Canaanites were determined to live in that region. Joshua does provide some reassuring words, especially here in chapter 17, starting at about around verse 17 and 18. He says, you know what? These people are strong, but you are numerous and powerful. Though they have things fitted with iron, chariots fitted with iron, you can drive them out. You have the power to do that, because not because it's your own power, but because God said he would be with you, that God would make sure that the enemies of these lands would be driven out. Those were his reassuring words in verse 18. Remember God's words. When they started the conquest, God said that you have to utterly destroy, utterly dispossess these people from the lands. Why? Because if you don't, you will ultimately become subject to them. You will be tempted by them to chase after their gods and their wives and the women, right? And you will see yourself wandering away from me, God. And when you do that, you will become subject to all the oppressive forces, because I'm not going to be there to take care of you if you are not standing in covenant relationship with me. This was iterated and reiterated over and over again. So this knowledge is nothing new. This commandment is nothing new. Yet, here they are dividing up the land and allowing these people to remain behind. And it is going to come back to bite them. When we get into the book of Judges, you will see that very clearly over and over again. It's a very bad cycle that the Israelites find themselves in, because they didn't do what God had commanded them to do. In Psalm number 56, we see that David is essentially seized by the Philistines in this place called Gath. And David lays it all out to God, his concerns, his worries, his fear, because he is completely surrounded. He's being seized by the opponents. But David keeps himself in check by remembering that God has always had his back, and that he still trusts God to do what he's asking God to do. It says in verse 9 that my enemies will turn back when I call for help. And again, when that happens, he'll know that God is for him. David does not try to weasel himself out of this or schmooze over his opponents. He says, no, in verse 12, I am under vows to you, my God. I will present my thank offerings to you, because you will see me through this circumstance like you have in the past. You've delivered me from death. You've delivered me from stumbling, so that I can walk before you in the light of life. I'm reminded of that eternal kingdom that God promised through David, through which God's Son would come and reign forever, and whom we often can call out and ask for help. We could ask Jesus to order our steps and keep us safe from our enemies, so that we might glorify God with our lives. In fact, we can rest in the truth that there is nothing that anyone can do to us that could separate us from God's love. Though they may have weapons formed against us, they will not prosper, because God is with us and God is for us. Even if we were to lose our life, we are immediately gathered in spirit into God's presence. There is nothing that anyone could ever do that would separate us from our eternal gift that God has offered to us through God's Son, Jesus Christ. And that's good news, friends. And I hope that you will lean into this, especially if you are feeling pressured. Continue to trust God. Continue to call upon God for deliverance if there are people that are coming up against you or circumstances that are trying to kick you down. Know that ultimately God is there with you, and God will ensure that you are picked up, dusted off, and put back onto the path of the light of life, as David said here. So I hope that you have a very blessed day, and I look forward to seeing you all back tomorrow on this podcast. But until then, have a blessed day.